WABLE 91.
Mr. President, how are you?
Oh, I feel like I'm getting old enough to develop lumbago and arthritis, a few things like that.
Oh, you don't want to do that. I don't think you're that old after all. You just joined our club.
You damn young man kept me up late down here the other night.
Well, I think it was well worth it, and I think it did you a bit of good as well as a lot of us a hell of a lot of good.
I've been talking to some of my folks, including everybody from Bill Wirtz, Arthur Goldberg, Henry Fowler, Gardner Ackley, Jack Connor, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me a question at the press conference yesterday, and I assume you heard my answer, or any event, it's in the New York Times this morning. I asked Bill Moyer to wire it to you. Did you get his wire?
No, I haven't received the wire, but I did see your statement, and I made a comment on it myself at a press conference in the afternoon when they asked me about it, and I said that we were aware of your problems and your concerns, and certainly we were trying to measure up to them in a responsible way, while at the same time trying to look after our own responsibilities, too.
Well, you know, I told you the other night how I feel about it. I want to say it. I rely upon you and those associated with you in the industry to negotiate peacefully a decent and responsible settlement. And I believe that neither the company nor the union, if they're thinking, would want a disruption of work or would want to contribute to one iota to an inflationary situation in our country.
That's right.
I really regard both the industry and the union to be my friends, and I don't want to in any way try to dictate the details of any specific settlement or what should be negotiated. I think, though, that both of you are going to have to, in a spirit of give and take, make free collective bargaining work, because we've been selling it to the people all over the United States for a good many years now, and we got a chance to prove that by give and taking it will work. And I don't think I have the right to do other than tell you what the national interest requires. I believe very firmly in our guidelines. I think that a little bit of inflation, just like getting a little bit pregnant. And I think the first guys that pay are going to be those boys in overalls that you speak for.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about prices going up myself. Now, that is not to say that I don't know anything about steel profits and what they're doing. And I'm, like I told you the other night, I think this pie's got to be cut fairly. And I think that you've got a knife and you know how to cut it from your standpoint. And I expect you to look after your people. But I want you and Cooper to get together and bear in mind that there are a lot of Japs and a lot of Germans that want what you got. And they'd like to pay their men as much as yours get. And old Dave MacDonald was down here, looked like he was in love with Roger Blau when they were telling me that imports were going to wreck the country not too long ago. And I don't want to get out of the competition any more already than we are. Now, I think if y'all give some, they give some. We can have an American settlement in the American way. And I think it's going to require some adjustment, both of you, but I want you all to make it, and I want you to know that I think I have the right to ask for your cooperation in the national interest, and I have not the slightest doubt that I'll get a fair shake from you.
That's
I'm going to say exactly this same thing to them, and then you all scratch your heads and pick up your suspenders and lock the door and give and take, and let's see if we can come out of it without having to waste a lot of our gross national product. Our exports are already way down, and our imports are way up, and we oughtn't to contribute to that situation anymore. And I don't know, these boys are dying out there in Vietnam. I want to wrap up these problems at home as near as I can and get on and solve that situation, because it doesn't make a damn whether you get 3.1 or 3.2 or 3.3 if your boy gets killed tomorrow. That's what's important. And you put your thinking cap on and just do what I know you're going to do anyway. And I want you to know I was thinking of you. And what I think about the national interest, and I want your cooperation, I think I'll get it.
Well, you can be sure of that, and as I told you the other night, we certainly appreciate your interest with all the other damn problems you've got, and we were certainly impressed that you would give of your time, as busy as you have, sit down and listen to our problem. And we certainly, as I've told you, and I assure you again, we're going to do every damn thing we can to work out a decent settlement with these people. They're not easy to deal with, as you well know, but we're going to be working at it. Looks like we had to have this crisis. I wanted to avoid that before we get into this month, but Cooper, you know, can't move. No, we have, for your information, have held firm to that paper that I showed you the other night, you know. But as I told you then, there is some room for movement, and we're quite willing to do some moving. The only thing, again, our fellows haven't had any consideration for some time. We don't have the cost of living escalator anymore that takes care of the cost of living, as some of the unions have. And just having it strictly the guidelines don't quite give us what we need to take care of, but we're not going to abort the thing. You can bet on that, and we'll certainly do our darndest. We're going to get together this afternoon again. Bill Wirtz is making his efforts, as he always does, in yeoman style, and he's getting us together. I mean, not Bill Wirtz, Bill Simpkins. And Bill Wirtz, of course, I've been trying to keep him informed so that he would keep you informed rather than me bothering you. And we'll do our darndest to meet it. You can count on that, Mr. President.
I'm going away for my birthday, and you just get that fella Cooper by the nap of the neck in there this afternoon and tell him to go as far as he can. You'll go as far as you can. You try to meet him halfway. And let's see if you can't do something for the steel industry. And then let me get behind both of you and see if we can't start shipping our steel to other places instead of bringing theirs in. And a few things like that, and give me a good birthday present. And I'll be back in touch with you. And now, maybe that some of these industrial fellows will want to come down and talk to Jack Connor or Bob McNamara or some of them. If they do, maybe you ought to come talk to Bill Wirtz. But what I want to do is keep negotiations away from here. I want them at your table. And you tell them that they got to move some, and you've got to move some, and you see if you can't wrap it up. And if you have to come down here, why, you will have to come see Wirtz, let them go see Connor, and then go back. And we're just not gonna mess this thing up. And I don't want you to give the country any more problems we got. I know that's the way you feel too. And
that's right.
I just want to talk to you before I left town.
Well, appreciate it very much, and have a good birthday. You know. You can't refer to us young fellas. You're just joining the club. I joined that club the 11th of this month, you know. We have in Pittsburgh what they call the Heinz Club. It's the 57 variety boys, see. So you're now one of the Heinz boys.
That's good. Well, you take care of me.
Welcome to the club, and have a good birthday, and we'll strive for a settlement here as a present for this birthday for you.
Thank you a lot.
And thanks awful lot for all your help and your consideration. We appreciate it an awful lot.
Thank you.
And take care now.
Bye. Waiting.